Protesters on both sides of the battle over Governor Scott Walker's budget repair bill have called each other and themselves lots of names. Heroes, patriots, middle class, whining teenagers, anarchists, and union thugs, to name only a few. Those names are yelled or scrawled on signs, but in conversations, some of the rhetoric fades away. Walker supporter Steve Given came to the Tea Party rally Saturday. He says while he disagrees with the governor's opponents, he believes they have a right to occupy the Capitol.
They have every right to participate in a public building. So as long as they're out here expressing themselves, that's fine. But we are a nation of laws, and people need to respect that.
But from the Tea Party's podium, best-selling spy novelist Brad Thor of Chicago ridiculed the union protesters and the 14 Democratic state senators who fled to Illinois to stall a vote on Governor Walker's bill.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of public sector union employees around. If you see anybody from the EPA, I need to register a complaint about all the trash the Democrats have suddenly dumped in Illinois.
Inside the Capitol building, trash of a different kind was on the minds of Maurice Kilwayne Guevara and his wife Janet Jennerjohn. He teaches at UW-Milwaukee, and she's an instructor at the Milwaukee Technical College. They had just come back from a trash cleanup run around the building.
We just finished garbage duty, good to clean things up. We were thanked by dozens of people.
And it's amazing because there's no garbage anywhere. We actually emptied out some of the garbage from the garbage bins so people could put garbage in them. It was it's so clean, it's funny.
The two were taking a lunch break now, grazing from a table full of food outside a committee hearing room occupied by the Teaching Assistants Union. There were crackers, cookies, carrots, celery, chips, juice, and a plateful of brats. Jennerjohn says the community support has been wonderful.
So wonderful, the young people organizing the buses every day, having donuts and coffee and food for us, and keeping our strength up so we can continue to do this.
Inside the hearing room, members of the UW-Madison Teaching Assistants Association are madly typing on laptops, spreading the word about their efforts to protect their collective bargaining rights. Alex Hanna teaches sociology to undergrads in Madison.
We decided to hold down the fort, sleep in the rotunda. Every day, like clockwork, the building tradesmen come in with huge trays of brats. We have all these local businesses listed on the wall that have been contributing. They see what's up and they want to contribute. They're opposed to the bill.
Down the marble hallway and around the corner, there's entertainment. Two guitarists and a banjo player calling themselves the Kettle Moraine.
It's blowing.
The answer to how much longer people will be eating, sleeping, and singing under the Capitol Dome isn't clear. The Assembly is scheduled to reconvene on Tuesday, and no one's sure when the Senate Democrats will head back across the Illinois border and try to amend or defeat the governor's budget repair bill. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.